Welcome to the Endless Honeymoon Podcast.
Secret dump.
So I'm still kind of like confused by people who, what's it called when you hang your...
Suspension?
I don't understand what this is really.
We've been getting a lot of feedback.
Okay, so we got a DM from the actual...
The first secret lady.
...person who left it.
But she is not a suspension person. I recommended she get in the suspension. And then a suspension person contacted us. This is the woman who kept going back to get her nipples pierced and re-pierced because she liked the way it felt. And I thought...
I see.
So what does it say?
It says, I'm the nipple piercing secret leaver from last week, and I'm trying to listen to the latest secret dump, but oh my God. After only being able to stomach listening for 5 minutes, the flesh fish hook thing has wholly ruined my love for re-piercing. We cured her. I physically felt my nipples invert, and I have now taken the rings out. I'm now vowing never to get them pierced again. That was so fucking rough to listen to. Holy ouch. I'm blaming Moshe for ruining this for me, but love you lots, Natasha. Thank you. Cat emoji hearts. Glad you made it back from Atlanta safely.
All I said was, if this is what you're into, really get into it.
Wait, but now she doesn't want to get her nipples even pierced anymore. That's kind of cool.
Why is that cool?
Because it seems like it would take a lot out of the day.
We ruined her forbidden pleasure.
I'm going to the mall again to get my nipples pierced.
I mean, what those piercing people must have thought is like, okay, nipple lady's back again. What are you doing here, lady? They must have known on some level. I mean, look, it sounds like what it is that you thought you were hardcore until you met someone that was actually hardcore. It's like when you're like a wannabe gangster and you're like, hell yeah, I'm from the streets. And then you meet a real gangster and you're like, actually, I'm scared straight. That's what happened to
Moshe's
you, nipple
acting
lady.
Like he's cool because he knows some circus freaks from Burning Man.
I don't know this person. I just happen to be able to hear a story about somebody hanging themselves from their flesh without having my nipples turn inside out like a little old punk.
Okay. I'm not calling the guy a circus freak. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm saying, what if we listen to some secrets?
Yeah. Hopefully they're not too gross.
Let's find out. Secret number one.
Hi, Natasha. Hi, Moshe. I have a secret, and it is that I really hate the new super duper woke way of spelling folks, like with an S instead of an S, because folks is already like an unspecific, all encompassing term. And spelling it with an X doesn't change the meaning. It doesn't change the sound of it. It only looks different when it's spelled. And I feel like if you're the type of person who spells it that way, you're annoying. Thanks, guys. Bye.
You didn't catch that. There's like a thing in like the woke world that you're like queer F-O-L-X, folks.
Oh, instead I have not seen that.
Queer F-O-K-L-S. No, F-O-L-K-S. Yeah. And she's saying just that they're annoying, which I think that's a pretty I think that's a pretty fair assessment.
Why is it? Why X?
That is a good question. There's a lot of things in like the woke world that I don't exactly understand. I
can like X is a cooler, like, well, Latinx.
No, it has no Latinx. I understand why people are doing that. Even, I guess.
No, but it's the X.
Right, but that's had nothing to do with folks. It's not it's English, so it doesn't have a masculine and feminine form. I could take it a step further and say I don't exactly understand why we say folks at all. There are certain groups when progressives are discussing them that they always say folks. Black folks, trans folks, and why? I've never been able to get that question
answered.
You're
not like Italian folks.
Well, that would be kind of cool.
Jewish folks.
But no, it's always black folks, trans folks. It's almost like a signal, like I'm progressive. But people, is there something exclusionary about people? I don't think there is. Is there?
It's like when they call kids kiddos.
Yeah, it's like that. But
no, it's like coming up with your own word, I guess, for...
I mean, the thing is, there are certain things in language that are just... They're fads. They're language fads. Like, there are other things. Like, we're talking about Latinx or Latinx. I think it's Latinx. Where that's a political statement being made. We're going to degender the language of Spanish, right? Mm-hmm. So that at least, whether or not it's, I don't know what my feelings are one way or the other, but at least I understand the thrust behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But folks, and then especially the spelling F-O-L-K-X, seems arbitrary. Maybe I'm wrong.
Wait, it should be F-O-L-X.
That's what it is. Wait, F-O-L-X. Folks,
it's,
yeah.
It's not F-O-L-K-X.
Sorry. Yeah, you're right. I'm a fool.
But still.
You know what I am? I'm stupid, folks. I'm dumb, folks.
You are stupid, folks.
Yeah, I'm stupid, folks. But yeah, is there a reason? If you're listening and you say folks, why is it? Is it just a language fad? That's what it feels like to me. It's just like a language fad. It's a little signal to say, I'm the type of person that gets it. But what does it do to promote equality?
Are you asking about the word folks in general or spelled with the X?
Well, I think that the X is another iteration of the fad. You know, it's mm-hmm. another just a little signaler like, I'm down, I get it, I'm with it, I'm about it. You know, back in the day in the 90s, we would say folks, but it was like a tough thing. It'd be like, what's up, folks? You'd say that to one person.
Moshe.
I'm sorry. That's who I am. Love me, love the street.
Well, you're very lucky I didn't meet you when you talk like that.
Why? What would have happened, Natasha? Would you have rejected me? Would you have not befriended me? I wouldn't have needed you. I was with my folks. All right. Should we hear another secret spelled with an X?
Yeah.
Hi, so I'm the girl who got breastfed for way too long. I just wanted to add a quick addendum to my prior secret. So I am not as old as I think you would want me to be. The World Wide Web was very much a thing when my mom was breastfeeding me, far beyond the, you know, recommended 3 years. But it also means that I recently had my first, like, real hookup in college, and I didn't really know that part of that is a lot of times, you know, like, the other person will suck on your titties. So when they started doing that, I just had a moment of clarity, and I really felt like I was breastfeeding them. So I think, yeah, the effects are already starting to show through. So, yeah. Also, one more thing. My mom has kept all of our placentas, me and my siblings, and the placenta of another kid that she helped birth, who is not related to us. And they're all still in our freezer to this day. I think she planned on planting them with, like, a lemon tree or something, but she hasn't gotten around to it. So sometimes when I'm, like, reaching to defrost some meat for dinner or something, I'll have to pull it off of, like, a big frozen placenta in a Ziploc bag. All right. Bye.
I planted my kid's placenta into a tree.
We did. We hired, like, a witch to come do a ceremony, and we have the tree in our front yard, and our kid always goes and plays on it and stuff. It's her tree.
That is a funny thing to put off.
Oh, that it's so fun. It's like a piece of wedding cake, you know, that you never defrosted. Yeah. It's also very funny to have the placenta of like a random neighbor kid. It's like, oh, and this is Johnny's placenta. I don't know what I was going to do with that, but it's in there. Hey, it's in there. Also very funny to be breastfed for so long that you first hook up someone like, puts her like starts kissing your breast and you're like, oh my god, is he hungry? Right in the middle, you're like, oh my god, I don't have any, I can't feed you. Oh man, this I love her, she's cool. I want to be this person's friend.
I wonder if her mom is sorry
for breastfeeding herself. Obviously not. She thinks it's beautiful. Although we did tell this secret to our friend who will remain nameless, and he was like, that's nothing. I have I know somebody that breastfed till he was nine. Nine.
What?
Nine. You like have the faintest hint of pubes at nine. You're not supposed to be breastfeeding.
You don't have pubes at nine.
The faintest hint. You know, like, you know how kids have like baby teeth?
Oh my God.
All right, I'm gonna get some angry tweets accusing me of being a friend of Epstein's if I don't move on. All right, let's hear another secret. But by the way, this person, she's cool. You're cool. You know what? Here's the real thing. When you're fucked up by your parents like that, like, yeah, it can be traumatizing, but it also turns you cool. You when you have a weird life, boring people are just, there's so many of them. So it's like,
My friend was just telling me that they live on some, her husband's family lives on some island in Seattle, and they have this whole summer solstice situation where all the girls in town who are 17 fast and then go camp on the beach for 2 days and they come back glowing and like ready to start their lives. And I just like the idea of these like rituals.
I do too.
Like with nature, with the coming of age, like you can make your own. And it's kind of cool that she was able to be a part of something like that, even though it meant that her mom inappropriately breastfed her for too many years.
And that when she wants to make a Stouffer's casserole, she has to brush parts of her own body to the back of the freezer. All right, let's play one more secret.
Hi. So, okay, I was driving in my car the other day, and I feel deep shame about this. I'm a trans woman, and I was driving. I haven't really had an orgasm in a long time because I'm transitioning. And as I was driving, just thinking about stuff, I started to look at myself in the mirror, and I looked into my eyes, and I was like, wow, you have very pretty eyes. Good for you. And I started having an orgasm while I was driving. I had to pull over on the interstate, and I had my first orgasm, like, as a woman, kind of, because it was just, like, a different experience in my car to my own eyes.
Wow.
So no one can ever know that.
No one can ever know
that. That's amazing. But I wonder what their orgasm situation was before. Could they always come easily?
That's a good question. We call that, in my circle of friends, the mind jack.
Oh yeah,
My friend Brent made a video called Mind Jack, based on that phrase that we would always make fun of each other with, the Mind Jack. Yeah, that's intense. Just looking in your own eyes, you spontaneously come. That reminds me of my friends were once on a nude beach, and they were walking along. They were women, and they were all naked. And this older man turned over. I think he had like a butt plug in his butt, and he turned over and looked at them and just ejaculated. Like, he didn't touch himself. He was just like, ooh, and just started busting.
Well, I think it's good luck if that's your first orgasm as a woman.
Looking into your own eyes.
And just being able to do it while you're driving.
Right. And also, she's got to be like, damn, I am hot. Like,
I want to have an orgasm while I'm driving.
You do? I want to have an orgasm looking into my own eyes. The driving thing. I have had an orgasm while driving.
Yeah, but you're probably like jerking it. I'm saying yeah. I'd like to have an orgasm.
Spontaneous orgasm.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
While driving. Well, you've got very beautiful eyes. If anybody can do it, you can do it.
I don't know if I could come from looking at my own eyes.
No one can. That woman is one of a kind. That is, but maybe it was because she's been so under orgasmed, you know? I had an orgasm once during sex when I was a young man, and I wasn't touching anything. I was like, I was moving toward having sex, and then it just happened. And then I was like, ooh, actually, let's not do that.
Cute.
Real cute. It was cute. It was made of Legos.
Okay. Well, listen, honey, I gotta go. All right. Well, I'll talk to you later.
I'll talk to you later. Hey, if you'd like to talk to us later, give us a call.
Yeah. Call us at 213-222-8608.
Leave a secret.
Send us an email at endlesshoneymoonpod@gmail.com. Tell us what you're going to talk about.
Yeah.
And
follow us on Instagram. Go to YouTube. Watch us there. Subscribe.
Also, if you watch our stuff on YouTube, make sure to leave a nice comment and also subscribe.
Subscribe. Natasha.
To our channel.
Do you think maybe they would be subscribing to like the Barefoot Contessa instead or something? Yeah. To our channel. Natasha, I am going to say goodbye. And tonight, while you sleep, I'm going to Google pictures of your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try to have a spontaneous orgasm to them.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You know why I do that?
Why?
Because I love you.
I love you too.